you opened a bottle and then wanted to close it back up, you'd stick in a...
cork?
What if it's made out of glass? You'd call it a...
stopper?
And something that... a musical instrument you blow on like this.
Harmonica?
Any other names for that?
Yeah, harmonica or a mouth organ.
What about the one like this?
Jew's harp?
And something that you could use for chopping a log, the X-shaped frame you could set the log in.
With the X-shaped?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about the thing carpenters use with the A-frame?
Oh, the sawhorse?
Okay, any other name for that?
I've always called it a sawhorse.
What about the Spanish name for that?
I don't have any idea.
Have you ever heard of burro?
Oh, yeah, okay, a burro?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have heard it called out. I didn't think of it when you mentioned it. But
would you call it that yourself?
I guess if I was communicating with a carpenter in Spanish and stopped to think about it, I'd come up with that. I'd just call it a sawhorse, and it, you know.
And something you put in a pistol would be a...
bullet?
Or another name for that?
Another name for bullet? Slug?
What about the... after you shot it, the little metal thing that's left?
Cartridge.
Okay. And you'd straighten your hair using a comb and a...
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to...
comb your hair.
Or...
comb my hair.
Or what, your hair?
Brush my hair.
And you'd sharpen a straight razor using a leather...
yeah, it's a strap. Strop. I don't know. You're going back on me again now. Leather strop. Strop, I guess.
Uh-huh. What about the thing you'd sharpen a small knife on?
Hone? What do you call it? Stone?
Mm-hmm. What kind of stone?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me that. Whetstone.
Uh-huh. What about the thing that turns around that you sharpen an axe or something big on?
Same thing, isn't it? I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a
grindstone?
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing to you?
I guess I'd probably call it whetstone if I just... not thinking about it. Grindstone, I don't think I ever heard it called that.
Mm-hmm. And something that children play on, you take a board and it goes up and down.
Seesaw.
Any other names for that?
Teeter-totter.
Which, have you heard the word teeter-totter around here much?
No, not very much. Seesaw.
Where'd you hear teeter-totter?
I don't have any idea. It just came out when you said any other names. I must have heard it somewhere, but it, to me, it's just plain old seesaw.
Uh-huh. You saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
seesawing.
And something that... you'd take a board and fix it in the middle and it spins around and around.
Well, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what to call it. You're not talking about a merry-go-round.
Well, it's like a merry-go-round, only it's homemade.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know what you'd call it.
Did you ever hear of a flying jenny or a ridey horse or a whirligig?
No.
And you take a long rope and tie it to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
swing.
And something that you take a board and fix it down at both ends and children would jump up and down on the middle.
On a board?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a joggling board or bouncing board?
No.
And the thing you could use to carry coal in...
no, I don't have any idea. Coal?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What about the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
From the stove to the chimney?
You've seen those old-fashioned stoves.
You talking about the stovepipe?
Okay. What does the stovepipe fit into?
At the top or the bottom?
At the top.
I don't know what you'd call that.